Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 31st of January, 2017. It's the birthday of Norman Mailer, Long Branch, New Jersey, 1923. Went off to Harvard to study engineering when he was drafted into the Army in 1944. Served in the Philippines, Japan, came back to New York City. He spent 15 months writing a novel about the war, The Naked and the Dead. It became the definitive literary novel about World War II, made him famous at the age of 25. Went on to write nonfiction as well, The Armies of the Night, and his nonfiction novel, The Executioner's Song. Norman Mailer said, I used to have a little studio in Brooklyn, a couple of blocks from my house. No telephone, not much else. Only thing I ever did there was work. It was perfect. I was like a draft horse with a conditioned reflex. I came in ready to sit at my desk. No television, no way to call out. Didn't want to be tempted. There's an old Talmudic belief that you build a fence around an impulse. If that's not good enough, you build a fence around the fence. It's the birthday of Thomas Merton, born in Prades, France, 1915. Mother was American, father was from New Zealand, both of them artists. They both died young. He converted to Catholicism in 1938. He was at Columbia. 1941, he entered the Abbey of Our Lady of Gethsemane in Kentucky to begin his life as a Trappist monk. His superior at the monastery, his abbot, encouraged him to write. He began by translating religious texts and writing biographies of the saints. Best known to us for his spiritual autobiography, The Seven-Story Mountain, came out in 1948, in which Thomas Merton wrote, "It is only the infinite mercy and love of God that has prevented us from tearing ourselves to pieces and destroying his entire creation long ago." It's the birthday of the novelist, short story writer John O'Hara, born in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, 1905. His father was a brain surgeon, but when the father died, he left the family penniless, so O'Hara was not able to go to Yale University. Made his living as a writer instead, wrote novels, Appointment to Samara, Butterfield 8, and published over 247 stories in the New Yorker magazine. And when he died in 1970, he had written his own epitaph for his tombstone. Better than anyone else, he told the truth about his time. He was a professional. He wrote honestly and well, said John O'Hara about himself. And it's the birthday of the musicologist Alan Lomax, born Austin, Texas, 1915, recorded folk songs for the Library of Congress, recorded Lead Belly when he was doing time at Louisiana State University. Lead Belly with his big 12-string guitar in his hand, Lomax said. His voice was like a great clear trumpet. You could hear him half a mile away when he opened up. Here's a poem for today by Robert Frost, A Time to Talk. When a friend calls to me from the road and slows his horse to a meaning walk, I don't stand still and look around on all the hills I haven't hoed and shout from where I am, "What is it?" No, not as there is a time to talk. I thrust my hoe in the mellow ground, blade end up and 5 feet tall, and plod. I go up to the stone wall for a friendly visit. A Time to Talk, a poem by Robert Frost from The Poetry of Robert Frost, published by Henry Holt and Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.